from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins first. The question that's on the sheet is, how many Falcons players on offense could make a legitimate run at All-Pro this season? I think all of these guys have a shot.
Chris Lindstrom and Jesse Bates, because Jesse was one last year.
If you could pick a guy to make All-Pro from this list, the list is Bijan Robinson, Chris Lindstrom, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, Drake London, Jesse Bates. Which one making the NFL All-Pro team would be the most impactful on the Falcons?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, right? Like, yeah. If Kirk Cousins is an All-Pro quarterback this year, the Falcons probably go to the Super Bowl. He's probably the MVP.
Yeah, if Kirk Cousins is an All-Pro this year, which he's never been.
He's never been an All-Pro.
Never been either one of the
teams. He's been a Pro Bowler.
He's been a Pro Bowler, but never an All-Pro. If he's an All-Pro, they're at least in a conference championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least. Yeah, at least in the conference championship.
And he had a regular season that was the best regular season of his life.
Yes.
Like, that's – yes. And he was healthy, and all kinds of good things sort of come with that being the headline. Here's Kirk Cousins on Jesse Bates and his relationship with Jesse.
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am. But it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety. So, no, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film? And we need to do it more. You know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit, and he's a problem. You know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back, and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind. And it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. You know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and go make a play, you better know what you're doing. And and he does.
That was the play I talked about Tuesday. He was talking about that when he undercut the dig route and everything. And he did. He was out. I mean, he really did a hell of a play. Film study, tendencies, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, he's a damn good player, and he is in the mold. I'm not saying he's them, but he's in the mold of what those two dudes that Kirk said. Because anytime you played them, Ed or Troy, you like, okay, I know where he's supposed to be, but he ain't where he's supposed to be.
No idea where he's going to be.
You don't know where he's going to be at, and he.
And I'm
going to
make this throw, and I hope he's not there.
And exactly. And they were two of the best ever.
Yeah.
At doing that.
Yeah, just being in the mold is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not very many people get compared to those dudes anyway, but just being in the mold is good. And look, man, we saw it last year, and there was some debate. I don't know why, one way or the other. The Falcons had the money to spend, and they got the best player available at the position as to whether or not they overpaid to get him. I think not. Like, he came in and earned every penny of it last year. He was the best player on the defense. Yeah. Great to have him back there. And hopefully some of the other guys on the defense can come along with him, because he was head and shoulders above everybody else last season. Here's Raheem Morris talking about role clarity and breeding confidence.
Right, because we got some dudes on our team and I got a lot of belief in, right? Because you know what it is? This thing that we play is like ultimate role clarity. And you know what it is? If you give a guy a role and he owns it and he takes that thing and he runs with it, then people start to know him. They become household names. And that's what we want, right? I'm going to breathe this belief in my guys. I promise you. We're going to be all right.
That's like the really friendly Raheem Morris way of Bill Belichick's do your job.
Yes.
Role clarity, right? You got to know what you're supposed to do. Belichick's a little cold, mumbles do your job. Raheem says all that friendly stuff, and it breeds confidence, and it makes you a household name, and he's building you up. They had a they had the mic'd up Raheem. I don't know if it was the first day of practice, maybe it was the first couple of days, whatever. The Falcons tweeted it out a couple of days ago. Go watch it if you haven't watched it. It's just fun. It's just fun to see him out there flying around. I did wonder, because, like, he's out there saying what's up to guys, and guys are getting on the field and all that. Like, during a regular day, of training camp and everything you have going on, how much time do you even spend talking with or being around the head coach?
Not a lot.
Not much, right?
Yeah, not a lot. But, I mean, because you're mostly with your position coach, your position coach in your side of the ball, but very rarely does he address you. He addresses you probably in the morning meetings, address you afterwards, after practice, obviously. And
almost no one-on-one.
Most of the time, there's no one-on-one. But the last, you'll see him at night when you have a team night meeting. But other than that, no, it's not one of those things like that. But you do have coaches, and not all coaches do what he does. You know, Dave Wanstead was not a lot like that. He was more geared towards the veteran players and going over to talking to JT and everything like that. Nick, he just, you know, whatever. He might come by and say something to you. Linehan was a very personal guy like that, would come by and say things to you. Norv was like that. But, yeah, I mean, his energy, because I like what he said, because that's what he was on with the pivot. And it was kind of like what Channing was saying to him, basically about being a player's coach, but not no pushover. And Rob was summing it up to a point where you're like, yeah, it's all in fun, but it's a respect about it. Like, you can call me Ra and everything like that, Coach Ra, whatever like that, but ain't going to be no Ra like in a disrespectful way. Hey, yo, Ra.
Right.
Ain't going to be none of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the damn head coach.
Yeah, that's an interesting line to have to walk, right? Yeah. Like, obviously, you need to respect me. I'm your coach. This is a profession. Right. You're a professional. This is what it is. But, like, yeah, I mean, you run the risk of, if you're overly player-friendly or overly like that, and just kind of like, because he has that vibe of, like, one of the guys, right? And that was the criticism in Tampa, right? It was like he was maybe a little bit too much like that,
right,
and guys took advantage of it. And there was a lot of stuff that went wrong in Tampa. That was a bad situation by the end of it. But, like, that was one of the things people talked about, was, like, they viewed him more as a peer and not as a as an authority figure.
Right.
That's tough. I mean, because that's his personality. You want to be like that. You're friendly and chop it up, all that. But at the end of the day, if I tell you this, you do it.
Exactly.
And if I don't think you're helping us, you're gone.
Right.
Like, it's that kind of thing. Yeah, no, it's tough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.